Welcome to Betting 360, your number one source for horse racing and sports betting insights. Coming around the bend is your host, David Duffield, with another expert interview to give you the winning edge.
Hi, this is David Duffield from Champion Picks, and this is another episode of the Betting 360 podcast. This week, my special guest is Jason Cornell from cupclub.com.au. It's quite a different approach to people that are chasing that dream of having a Melbourne Cup winner, and he's going to run through exactly what it involves and what you get for a monthly or annual membership, and also chat about some of the special events they've got upcoming for the spring.
Thanks for joining us, Jason. If you can just start by letting people know, what is the Cup Club?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's a membership club. It's like being on the in the Cotier group of your footy club. It's a premium membership experience that we provide, ownership experience at the race day, and a number of exclusive events for members. And our goal is to have a winner in the Melbourne Cup and have a lot of fun along the way. Obviously, we're buying staying type of horses, so if they don't sort of make it to the Melbourne Cup, there's a lot of other staying races and prize money in Australia on offer.
So it's really about the enjoyment of being a very, very small owner of the horse rather than, you know, striking it rich by, you know, winning a big race and enjoying all the prize money.
Yeah, it's really an alternative. As you and your listeners would know, the alternative is to buy, for example, a 5% share in a yearling that may or may not make it even to a country race meeting. So a lot of our members are horse owners and have got shares in other horses. But the Cup Club is that different type of experience. We're very fortunate to be in some pretty exclusive syndicates with some top quality horses. But the main thing about our club is definitely not about financial return. Anybody that even asks about a financial return, I say, well, this is not for you. It's all about the experience. It's about the networking. It's about, you know, creating some pretty premium racing events.
And so what's your background in racing and also the founder, John?
Firstly, John. So John set up the Cup Club over 12 months ago now. He had shares in a couple of horses, firstly, Quest the Peace and Collini, through both OTI and Darren Dance last year. And his aim for the Cup Club was exactly that. He was, you know, running it by himself. My background on, I spent 17 years in Hong Kong, very big on the punting side, but was lucky enough to work with what I call the greatest monopoly in the world. I worked for the Hong Kong Jockey Club, was in charge of sponsorship and marketing, came back to Australia and was looking for an opportunity in the thoroughbred world. And, even though some of our race clubs you'd think would need somebody from the Hong Kong Jockey Club, haven't been able to do that. But I met John, and I created a company called Owner for a Day. You might have heard I did Owner for a Day with Fiorente for the Australian Cup for charity for Four Tracks for Kids. And John Wall was pretty impressed with that as a marketing idea. And he said he'd back Owner for a Day, but in the meantime, I had to run the Cup Club. And I think, you know, some of our philosophies are very much the same, in that we're just trying to attract a lot more people and a much broader reach of people to what we think is the best marketing that racing's got, and that is that ownership experience at the racetrack. And yeah, at the present time, I don't, you know, whose responsibility is that? Is it the racing jurisdictions? Is it the race clubs? Is it the syndicators? It's a really complex marketing field out there. So yeah, we're trying to be very innovative in that field.
And you mentioned Fiorente there. I believe you're two for two, though. There was another bit of success you guys had over our winter.
Owner for a Day, we've done Fiorente and Sontag came about through Shane Anderson, who's on RSN, and once again we raised money for riding for the disabled. But Fiorente, probably a good segue into some of the other horses that we've got. So John, our founder, as I said, had got us into horses like Quest for Peace and Collini. I had the great experience last year. I'm very good friends, and my wife actually works for a gentleman by the name of Jack Bongiorno, who was one of the major part owners of Fiorente. He's had Descarado, who won the Caulfield Cup. He's now had Fiorento, who's run second and won a Melbourne Cup. And funnily enough, he's also part owner in the offer, who's sort of the current Melbourne Cup favourite. But via that connection, we were able to get into some syndicates with Gay Waterhouse, and two of our horses, Bonfire and Greatwood, Jack are in with those. And also I'm very good friends with Bruce Slade from Roundtable Racing, and we're in with a very good four-year-old entire called Excess Knowledge, who's actually going to be having his first start in Australia next Saturday at Rose Hill. So yeah, they were sort of some of the connections that I brought to. And we 2 weeks ago we had a Quadella at Rose Hill where we had Greatwood and Bonfire. So I'm pretty sure that we're going to be looking to go in with Gay again as she looks to go and buy some of those proven horses in both the UK and France.
So if people are interested in being part of the club, and that's definitely the feeling or the vibe that you have amongst the guys, what do you get as part of your membership, and how is that? I believe it's either monthly or annual that you can pay for that membership?
Yeah, the monthly membership is really just an entry point in regards to the cost. It's $199 a month, $200 a month, and for that, you're a member, and you get all the updates and everything as if you're an owner of the horse. Get invited to all of the race days, get invited to all of the exclusive events that we have, and all of the opportunities that the club provides. But what we really try and sell is our annual membership, which is $2,330. But inclusive of that, that gets you a ticket to the Cup Club Marquee, which is a marquee on Melbourne Cup Day at Flemington, and the retail value of that is $900. So we think that that's outstanding value to pay your annual membership fee, get all the benefits of racehorse ownership, and then you can focus on having a day at the races on Melbourne Cup Day with a lot of like-minded members, and that's what we find a lot of members do. They might buy it as either with a couple of mates, or they might be, a partner, a husband and wife, for example. And especially those, probably more than 50% of our membership reside outside of Melbourne. So for them, they're able to come down to Melbourne. We have another great event on the day before the Melbourne Cup. We've got the Cup Club lunch. So they might be able to, build in a couple of events and have rather than just being a general nobody out in the public, they feel as if, they're really inside the ropes there at Flemington.
Definitely. And so the annual membership gets you the Cup Club marquee. For the monthly memberships, that means that if they decide for whatever reason it's not for them, they can cancel at any time?
Yeah, they can cancel at any time. And also they can, as I said, they're invited to all of our events. So, I'll give you a good example of that. This Saturday at Caulfield, we've got a exclusive area out the back near the pre-parade ring called the Cup Club Bar. So all of our monthly members can come along to that. You can always invite a guest. Most of the events that I do, I say if you refer a member, you can jump in for free. So it's very 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 warm and friendly. A lot of the feedback that I get from people is that the race course is not really a very friendly place. Even if you do have an owner's ticket, you get put in the owner's bar after your horse is lost, and then they kick you out before the next guys come in. So, people are looking for, a great social event when they go to the race day.
Definitely. All right. Appreciate your time. It's a really interesting concept. So good luck with that, and especially for all the horses running this spring.
Yeah, as I said, we've got one of our horses, Bonfire, runs in the Naturalism this Saturday. So any of your listeners out there, if they want to follow Bonfire, we think he's got a great chance in the Naturalism. And if anyone wants to come to the Cup Club Bar, just check us out at cupclub.com.au, and also follow us on Twitter at Cup Club for all the race day updates.
Perfect. All right, appreciate your time. Thanks, Dad.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
Thanks for tuning in to Betting 360. Get more in-depth analysis, tips, and that betting edge by heading over to championpicks.com.au, where you'll find a full transcript of this episode. If you like the show, share us with a fellow punter or drop by iTunes to leave us your thoughts. Betting 360, punting from all angles.